One player who won't be being traded for any picks is Hamish Hartlett. He has ignored the lure of free agency or ignored the lure of other clubs seeking him out. And he joins us now. Hamish, congratulations. A six-year deal. You're going to be at the Power until the end of 2021, which means you'll be a one-club player. You must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy and Bix. Yeah, look, super excited to be able to commit to the footy club and stay home in Adelaide. It's fantastic and I never really wanted to go anywhere, so it's all worked out really well.
It seems to have come around pretty quickly. Whenever you hear about players prospectively re-signing, that, you know, they're always talking about, oh, look, there's a lot of stuff to work through, you've got to get everything right. But it was only mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and within a fortnight it's been done. You must be rapt with the speed of that.
Yeah, you're spot on, Vix. I suppose, you know, Michael Dowdy, my manager, and I have known about these other deals for probably 4 or 5 weeks now. So there's been a little bit sort of bubbling away underneath the surface. And then, you know, as soon as the club, you know, caught wind of these other deals that were going on, or these other offers, I should say, that they were pretty quick to sort of react. And, you know, Kenny made it pretty clear to me that he didn't want me to go anywhere. And, you know, as soon as they came back with a deal that was similar in length, then I was pretty happy to put pen to paper.
Mm. I guess I heard some at your press conference today, I heard some discussion about in terms of success, you feel like you're not far away. That's probably one of the things you're deciding. You're committing long term. Am I going to be at a club that's going to be challenged for the premiership? And you obviously think that's the case.
Yeah, no doubt. There's, you know, as competitors and as footballers, we all want the ultimate success, which is to win a premiership, and I feel there's no better place in a competition to be able to do that than with Port Adelaide, just with our current playing list and coaching staff that we've got here at the moment, and just the culture that we've sort of created over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. I think it's a fantastic place to be, and like I'm chasing the dream as much as any other bloke out there, and you know, to be able to stay home and hopefully achieve that one day sooner rather than later, that'd be fantastic.
Hamish, obviously you had a year to run on your old contract, so you were contracted until the end of 2016 when 4 or 5 weeks ago these offers came to you. How seriously did you consider leaving Port Adelaide when talk of 5 and 6 year deals from Richmond and North Melbourne came at what we're hearing are pretty astronomical figures? You don't have to comment, but we're hearing 700 plus. How seriously did you consider that?
Yeah, look, Rennie, I suppose within the first few days, you know, I guess before the club was aware, that, you know, Port Adelaide was aware of those offers, I sort of had to sit back and contemplate it a little bit. I guess it was probably the length of the deals that really sort of hit me, knowing that I was, you know, it's a lot of security, you know, 5 or 6 years at these football clubs. So that was something that I considered, but then, you know, as soon as Port Adelaide came to the party in terms of the length of the deal that they were going to offer, you know, not much else really mattered. So, you know, obviously there's no real other reason for me to leave other than money, which isn't overly significant for me. So, you know, for Port Adelaide to be able to offer another 5-year extension was just super, and I was more than happy to stay, obviously.
And Hamish, in this world of free agency, loyalty is obviously something that we're seeing less and less, but you've obviously shown a fair bit of loyalty back the other way, because whilst not commenting on the exact figures, there's no doubt you've taken a bit of a hit in terms of money of what you could have got. You're getting a little bit less with this deal.
I am, but with, you know, in terms of, you know, the gap, while it seems, you know, significant, you take sort of tax and cost of living, and there's a few, you know, a few different things to consider as well, and it sort of it doesn't turn out to be all that much when you take everything into consideration, and so that was something that I had to weigh up as well. But yeah, I think with free agency, I think you'd probably see more clubs go down this path of trying to lock their players away before that free agency sort of comes into play. And you know, obviously Port Adelaide were happy to do that, and I was more than willing to accept.
It's also a vote of confidence in your body. I guess the last 3 years you've been really sound. You've hardly missed a game, and after a bit of a shaky start with some soft tissue stuff, really got that under control.
Yeah, I think you know, with Darren Burgess having come on board, and certainly we've beefed up our medical department in recent years as well, having, you know, full-time physios and massage therapists and those types of things around the football club has really helped. So, yeah, I've got great faith in the people I'm working with, and in my body, the way it's held up the last few years has been super. So it's just been good to get out in the park a bit more frequently and run out there with the boys, you know, most weekends.
A couple of other announcements today. Chris Davies, the director of footy at Port Adelaide, announced that John Butcher's going to be or remain at the club next year. That must be great to hear that news.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, Butch has copped probably more criticism than anyone in recent years at our football club, and for him to just keep bouncing back and toiling away, it's been, you know, a great effort from him. And I think the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, he was probably one guy that led the way in terms of playing team roles and playing the real Port Adelaide football that we should have been playing. He was crashing into contests, and while his kicking was, you know, he's copying a fair bit of flack for that, which he always will, he just put it all behind him and just focused on what the team needed from him. So he was great in the last 4 or 5 weeks, and it's been rewarded deservingly.
We're talking to Port Adelaide star Hamish Hartland, who's just signed a 5-year contract extension, meaning he'll be at the Power until the end of 2021. Hammer, the great news for you taking a little bit less money and staying at Port Adelaide and showing your loyalty to the club is that for out-of-contract guys, and I'm talking about another couple of superstars, Ollie Wines and Chad Wingard, hopefully it's a vote of confidence for them next year and leaves a little bit more of the pie that they'll want to stick around as well and achieve something special.
Yeah, clearly, you know, those two guys have been significant for us in recent years, and not only are they, you know, superstar players on the field, which everyone sees, but they also add a tremendous amount around the football club as well. They're super blokes, and they work just as hard as anyone around the football club on their game. So if we can, you know, lock them away for the sort of time being, that'd be unbelievable. You know, Chatty being an SA boy, I think the tendency for him will be wanting to stay home. And Ollie has just fitted into the Port Adelaide community and the family so well, and his family's been very, very supportive of him over here as well. So it'd be great if we could lock those two guys away. But, you know, that's for Chris and the list management guys to work with the magic through, and hopefully we can get that done.
Talk to us about the frustration. You would have watched Grand Final Day. The Hawks obviously take home the flag. You beat them twice during the year. You finished with a barnstorming finish to the year. And I guess you must sit there and think, gee whiz, but not for that period in the middle of the year where you lost about a half a dozen games out of 7 or 8, you probably should have been playing in the finals. Does that give you a stronger resolve to make sure that you capitalise on everything you can next year?
Yeah, no doubt, Bix. Like, I think particularly the way we did finish the year in the last 4 or 5 games, we played with some real passion and enthusiasm, and we actually just played footy for each other, and that was the main message that came out of that last month of footy. And it was disappointing that we couldn't play that way for the whole season, but it gives us some great motivation for next year, I suppose, in that we know what we need to do to play some really good football, and we've shown that we can do it. I think a few doubts probably started creeping throughout the middle of the year, and as soon as you start doubting yourself or your game plan or whatever, that's when things go a bit astray. So, you know, while it was frustrating watching the final series unfold and watching the, you know, Hawthorn win the premiership again, we are extremely motivated to make sure we're back in the fold for the next season.
No, well, I'll tell you one highlight you would have got out of September, and that would have been watching your brother win the flag down at Westies, mate. No doubt he would have been absolutely wrapped. I saw you at the game, so you enjoyed that, no doubt.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I was, calling the game a little bit, but, you know, I was just wrapped for him. Obviously, it's been a long time in the making for the Bloods. It's, you know, it's been 32 years between drinks, so they were well overdue. And, you know, Adam and the boys got pretty close a few years ago. They lost the granny to Norwood, and Adam actually lost one a few years prior to that over at the Northern Bull Ants as well. So he hasn't had a great deal of success in terms of winning flags, so I was pretty pumped for him that he got over the line the other week, and I think the boys celebrated accordingly, which is good.
Well, Hamish, thanks for having a chat to us today. We appreciate that you're on holidays and you took the time to have a little chat, and I guess for us it's well done on what is a really long term, gives you some great security, and hopefully gives you what you're chasing, and that is a premiership at Port Adelaide. So congratulations, mate.
Great work. Thanks, thanks, Bix. Thanks, Rennie.
Pleasure. Hamish Hartlett, absolute superstar. He's turned back more money. He's sticking around. He's at Port Adelaide until the end of 2021. Let's hope they are on the start of something special.